I am pretty good at getting rid of that.
We'll do like sort of stop.
We'll do a security package for these customers.
Well, no, that's just...
No, we should say it's basic.
With SQL, they also have a management thing, which means that if their database does get an SQL injection attack, you'll drop everything, oversight down, get to the bottom of it, fix that error, get your site back up, and continue on with our other stuff. Hmm. That $50 a month ensures that we will drop everything, fix their SQL attack problem.
That would be worth it. If your business is doing well enough.
If they've ever been SQL attacked before, they'll jump on that $50 a month. Yeah, we hear you. How do we talk to you? That's good. We're like halfway through the crisis. A few of them need to be changed, but I mean, we're doing good.
Hello, Michael.
You're not live. Okay, so the DNS expert, which I basically left the prices the same. It costs $50 initially because the sales agent is going to be the one that does most of it. They'll get a little bit of help from the coders. Guys, you're dealing on the servers and stuff. So the sales agent is going to supply some information. There's a lot of information needed for that type of thing. And that's a one-time process for an initial fee for the DNS transfer. A domain, which includes one email redirect, is $25 initial fee and $15 yearly. Oh, we can also manage it for $5 a month. Yeah, we're here.
We need a good tech support person.
Keeps our eye on it to make sure it doesn't expire.
Who could be a good tech support person? Maybe we can bring Swall in this tech.
Yeah, they're all over the place for you, though. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
There used to be like one or two there. Testing.
No, I've not disabled it because it started transmitting when you guys were talking earlier.
Okay. Let me just push it. Huh. Where is it, Dustin?
I don't know.
You definitely want to have security.
Hacking.
Hello, hello.
Part of the business, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Keep this honest.
Testing.
Well, go from one extreme to the next.
By 10, yeah. Testing. You can't even see it light up there. Testing.
That's good. A bit of a delay.
Testing. Yeah, that seems good. Uh-huh. Hey, can you hear us, Michael?
Is he on?
Trying to get him on.
Yeah, he looks just
ready. Beautiful.
Stop eating all your stuffy feet.
Can open it.
It's the whole idea. It's childproof.
Okay, so currently we're going over the prices.
Did my mom wag at you?
We do want to go over the prices, right?
You.
Yeah.
I feel bad about the whole breakdown of things.
I think I'm just going to copy-paste the existing prices that we've got into the chat. That'll make things a little bit easier.
I have a use of tools.
Is it closed, Mark? Probably check it out. It's like
we can't hear you too well.
No, it's coming out.
For the cost, like once you got it all like laid out on the website, then I can go through the line. Look at it.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, he's still there. He's still in the chat.
That's good.
Don't want to break that again.
You think?
No, the chair. I don't know how stable it is.
Oh, what are you doing in my chair?
He's getting on with it.
No,
he's enjoying its company.
Who wants to talk?
Oh, okay, I want to talk.
Yeah, I was like, no, I've been banned from the microphone.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Okay, cool. He just asked, like, what do you need to sit down and get started? So you start getting this customer's coming.
Okay. Reading your message here. What do I need to know in order to get started and get the clients coming in? Well, that's a Daniel answer. That's such a Daniel answer.
Wow.
Hey man, you want the position. It comes with work.
They all do.
Okay. You take it from that one.
What?
You had all the stuff.
If I can.
Well, he's going to need to know the prices at some point, but if we don't know them yet, we're going to have to outline them later at night. What else does he need to know? He needs to know that we sell websites.
Well, that
might be the same. Alright, sounds good. What do I need to do in order to get started? When they get the clients coming in. We need to get his opinion on some pricing. Oh, do you think so? No, right? Don't worry about it.
No,
let's not worry about that. Or do we give him the package and tell him, can you sell this? No? I don't know, I'm just saying, what are we going to talk to this guy about?
Oh boy.
Anyway, take it away.
Well, since we were already talking about the prices, let's re-go over the prices and allow him the chance to give input.
All right, Scott.
You know what you can learn about, Scott. Like, you know what you've told me, what I haven't.
I don't know. Hey, Mike. Yeah. So we're just going over prices and stuff, and then I kind of was waiting for a couple of other people that were going to be joining us to kind of have a massive group discussion.
Or we're supposed to.
For new hires, but right now, a lot of people are not here for working.
Those are what came up when it broke up.
Yeah, I kind of.
Can we take off the make it so it's supposed to talk that way we know when it's recording?
We'll do that. Yeah. We got it. What we
different with the headset, but.
Could it be track with? Oh, no, it's okay. Oh,
there.
No,
it's people.
Yeah, they need to pass the mouse around, too.
The mouse wheel. What's your top?
Middle mouse button.
All right.
Cool. You just read the name out of that.
Wait, so then how do you change guns?
Is that Justin?
Yep.
Right.
Good on time.
Well, half an hour late.
Hey, Justin. You're not in the room yet. I haven't heard the
CD.
You can see that, huh?